Good times and greatest hits. Triple M, it is Cliff and the Drive Home. And on Wednesdays, we get to talk TV. Now, I'm very excited because Steve Malk from tvblackbox.com.au is with me on the phone. He told me last week, he said, do not miss Succession. The fourth season started. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, Cliffo. I am the spoken word equivalent of good times and great hits.
How good was Succession?
Phenomenal, honestly. If this is a series that people haven't caught up with, run, don't walk, to your Binge or your Foxtel subscriptions and watch them on demand. The first three seasons are available right now. The fourth season kicked off on Monday. It is the final season of this series. And the Roy family are as diabolically horrible as we've ever known them to be. And I cannot miss a minute of it. They are phenomenal.
Some of it's very funny, but then there's some bits that are just cringeworthy with that humour. They're awful people. They're just terrible. But you can't look away.
That's the compelling reason to watch, right? Because they are so terrible because they have so much money. Like, we talk about maybe nicking down for a drink with our mates at the bar. They talk about how many bars they own.
Yeah. I'm wondering, though, he's got to die at the end, doesn't he? Logan has got to die because otherwise there is no Succession. Have I got in front of myself there?
Well, no, that is a fair stretch, especially given that in the first episode of Succession, we were introduced to this old, feeble man who clearly has issues with his waterworks, and it turns out he runs the biggest media company in America. And has these horrible children. Welcome to the Roy family. I think part of the battle this season, of course, because it is, without spoiling anything, it is the kids versus dad and them wanting to make sure that they get what they believe is rightly theirs. And them breaking from dad means that dad wants to grind them into dust and he doesn't believe they deserve anything.
God, they're awful people. But my
horrendous.
Some of it is funny with that. So look, have a look. See, I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here.
Yes.
Is starting again. This is going to be on 10.
Yes.
Do we know any more about who's going into the jungle? Second point: are we likely to care?
Well, I think we should care. It's going to be the last time that we'll see Chris Brown and Julian Morris paired up because, of course, he signed to join Seven in July. So possibly even the last season of I'm a Celebrity. I don't know if they will try and keep it going and try and recast him. But then, as some people have suggested to me, and this is not my view, Cliff, that they could cast a plank of wood and it would be as entertaining. I think, look, we know what we're going to get from the celebrities, right? We're going to get a washed-up AFL footballer. We're going to get some musician who has nothing going for them, but they're trying to get an album promoted. We're going to get my brother's cousin's plumber. We're at that level of celebrity at the moment. And somebody imported from the UK or the US for some reason. It'll be eminently watchable. There is no question about that. It's just that we have to every year get over this hump of who's that? I don't know them. They can't be that famous. And then all of a sudden, actually, they've got some pretty interesting stories going on.
Okay. Sweet Tooth is going to be starting in April. Oh, you like this one too? I've got to confess ignorance. I don't know much about this at all.
Yeah. It's based on a graphic novel of the same name. The basic premise is in the future, kind of the world has ended, and as a part of that world ending, there was some genetic sort of let's call it testing or research being done about, you know, how can we as humans adapt to our changing environment because things are getting a bit out of control for us. And in that process, they actually come up with this mutation, or as a part of the end of the world, a mutation comes about where children are being born that are varying degrees of part animal, part human.
Ooh.
And in this case, we meet a little boy called Sweet Tooth, who is part deer, part human. So he has the antlers of a deer and has some of the heightened senses, but otherwise is a normal human boy. Now, for everybody else that survived that isn't one of these hybrid humans, of course they treat them with suspicion and some people treat them with magical qualities and they want to capture them and grind their bones into dust and eat them and all of that sort of stuff. It's an amazing, amazing time. My entire family has been transfixed by Sweet Tooth. Season one is available in full on Netflix. Season two is about to drop on Netflix, and I absolutely commend it to you. This is one that you can watch with your tween-aged young people and up. It's brilliant.
Sounds very Dr. Moreau, doesn't it?
Oh, there's certainly elements of that. Way less of a big old fat guy.
Okay. What else has taken your eye on the telly, Steve?
Look, there's lots of things that are finishing up. Of course, we had the Survivor finale on Monday. Congratulations to Liz. We had the Oz Idol finale on Sunday. Congratulations to Royston, a fine young Indigenous queer man who has joined a very exclusive club now as the 8th Australian Idol. And next week, Cliffo, we get the reunion episodes of Married at First Sight, which are by far the most important episodes of Married at First Sight all season, because this is where we get to see them after they've watched the season play out that they were a part of, and they get to bitch and moan about, oh, they edited me like I'm the bad guy. No, you are the bad guy. Shut up, Harrison.
I was laughed at in the office earlier this week because I said that I'm going to be flicking this weekend between the F1 and everything that's around that and and WrestleMania. So, yeah, they're on this weekend.
Oh, there's so much on, though. I will acknowledge that from Sunday, it is the now traditional and completely stupid two-week Eastern non-ratings break. So you'll see bits of stuff happen, but not heaps of things. And then all of the reset that happens just after Easter with, you know, Farmer Wants a Special Cuddle, with Lego Masters, Grandmasters, all the new shows coming in.
Okay, well, we'll stay alive for that. If you want to find out more about what's happening on the telly, tvblackbox.com.au is the only place to go. Thank you, mate. Let's talk again in 7 days, shall we?
I'll check my calendar, sure.
Thank you. I'll advise you, yes. Steve Malk here on Triple M.